Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, the White Sands Hotel, as many of you may realise, is the home of Tomango's nightclub. Now, it hasn't been open as a nightclub since COVID, but the building is still there, the nightclub is still there, and it's used for special occasions, like the special occasion that is coming up on the 8th of June. Saturday, the 8th of June, Tomango's Nightclub proudly presents the Mamma Mia Show. Ireland's number one ABBA tribute band, Mamma Mia, will be playing in Tomango's Nightclub on Saturday, the 8th of June. If you're interested in going, and why wouldn't you, tickets are available from eventbrite.ie. You just search for Tomango's Nightclub or Mamma Mia. Tickets are only €15 and a booking fee. So you go to eventbrite.ie and check out tickets for Mamma Mia playing here in Tomango's Nightclub on the 8th of June, Saturday the 8th of June. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, this is a local story that was brought to us by one of our listeners. And it's to do with a priest in a Dublin church at a Holy Communion ceremony last weekend. This was in Harold's Cross Church, and the priest, he got annoyed. He got annoyed at what he saw as hypocrisy. He got annoyed at the noise that was being made in the church. He got annoyed at people going to communion who may not really be entitled to get communion. He really got annoyed, basically. So, the lady that actually highlighted all of this to us. So, Linda, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so, Linda, you decided to contact us with some video clips of the Holy Communion on Saturday. So, you were there for your granddaughter's communion, is that right?
With my grandson.
Oh, your grandson.
Yeah,
okay.
My grandson's communion.
Take me through what we're about to hear. The first clip that I'm about to play strikes me as the priest being a little bit annoyed by some of the noise that was being made in the church. Is that right? Have I got that in context?
Well, you know, that's what it sounded like. But there was no noise. It was just a normal. The children were probably excited. And yeah, maybe speaking to their parents and that. But adult-wise, no. You know, there were some younger babies in France that were crying. You know, obviously didn't want to be stuck in a church, probably. You know, they're only young babies. And no, we can't fathom. Like, the majority of people I spoke to just don't understand went on, why he was like this.
Okay, let's have a listen to the first clip, and I'll come straight back to you after that.
Now, I shouldn't have to say this, but it's quite obvious that the majority of people in this church should not be here. You have no respect for the occasion we're celebrating. You're giving bad, terrible examples to these innocent children. You have no respect for the church building. You have no respect for God's presence. And you have no respect for me, the priest, who's trying to, under great difficulty, celebrate this occasion with your children. If it was earlier in the Mass this disruption had happened, I would have stopped and sent you all home and asked the parents to come back just with their children. So perhaps in future, we learn from our mistakes, we will only have parents and children come with their children for First Communion, and everybody else can go to whatever party they like afterwards. You are a disgrace to these children and to this parish. And you know if you're guilty or not. I don't have to tell you who you are. We have another few minutes now, and I forgot to say, you're a disgrace to the musician and the singer who've prepared beautiful music, and you wouldn't even be able to tell us what they sang. If you wish to leave, you can leave now before we're over, and we will finish decently with the children and their parents.
So, Linda, that was you actually clapping, where we heard clapping, but it was kind of sarcastic clapping.
It was. I mean, I think, you know, everyone had had enough by this stage, because that was actually the last clip that was just before the mass had ended. So the other two previous clips that I had sent you, you know, there was just more. He came out at the very start and shushed everybody and, you know, went back in and got into ceremonial roles and came out then to do the communion. But this has also been ongoing since the children had been to their rehearsal. Like, there was a lot going on running up to this communion.
The second clip that you sent to us is of the priest again talking about who can and who can't receive communion.
For communion with their parents, but only the children will receive communion first. And when all children have received, then we will give communion in the two locations that you're familiar with. And those who are in a position to receive may receive. You come up by the centre and you go back by the side. People on the side can come across the centre to come to the front. And but this is a moment, either as a parent or a guest, just to reflect on whether or not it is appropriate for you to receive communion today. And that is whether or not you are in communion with the church by your lifestyle or by your faith practice.
Okay, so that's basically where the priest is telling people who can and who can't receive communion. What was your reaction to that, Linda?
I think everyone was just stunned, Adrian. Like, I mean, you could see it around the church, you know, especially obviously with the adults and the children. Thank God were probably too young to understand, you know, what he might have meant or that. But we all just kept looking at each other and we just couldn't believe it. You know, like, to me, that's not like the way our Lord works. You know, like, a lifestyle could be an addict.
Yeah, you obviously believe, it could be an addict, could be whatever.
It could be, you know, it could be a recovering alcoholic, you know, it could be anybody with any kind of an addiction, which are illnesses.
And you obviously believe that the church should be welcoming to all.
Yes, of course. You know, and at the end of the day, like, I feel personally, and it is only my opinion, that the Catholic Church owed those children an apology because he ruined their day. And what's more appalling is that next Saturday is a confirmation mass will be there. And I'm just hoping he doesn't do the same to the confirmation children on the day.
And do you genuinely believe that? That because of his attitude, because of his lecturing the congregation, that he ruined communion day? Is that the feeling that you got?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, because some of the children were still talking about it. I spoke to parents. You know, and my own grandson wanted to know, I can't say his name and I won't say his name, but why is the priest, you know, why was he getting out about us? And just, you know what, Adrian, honest God, the children were fantastic. They were absolutely brilliant.
Can I just ask,
there was some making faces.
Was there something that set him off? Like, were people being disrespectful? Something, because it's, I find the whole thing, I think he owes the kids an apology as well. That's absolutely disgraceful. The church are losing, people are leaving the church in their droves. They're struggling to even get priests now. And then he's shitting on the ones who do go. So I found that the whole thing, and if I were a parent, I would have been extremely upset. It is disgusting. He shouldn't have done that on the kids' special day. He should have been left for the kids. Anything you have to say, put it on the internet after or something. Don't do it on the kids' day.
Yeah, but exactly. Was there something, or send an email. Not honest to God, Katie, I really cannot think I would be truthful with you. During communion, every one of the children coming down, because it was their first time receiving Holy Communion, and let's face it, it's not the best thing you can eat, and they all had a face on them.
And what was your...
Some of them were literally gagging, and we start laughing.
Grandson's parents, what were their reaction to it?
Horrified. But my daughter wouldn't, she's very quiet, but as I said, like, I went to the very first... like rehearsal, you know, that they had to go to, and even then it was bad and I wouldn't go to another one. So we sort of expected it to be a bit, because like the children had to attend six masses over 6 weeks on a Saturday, and you know, the parents weren't allowed like book holidays, any of their sports trainings or matches were to be cancelled, that he would make a note of what children were attending the mass. and but he wouldn't make the communion.
Does he not have a point that you know, some people, I'm not saying all, but and this is another clip that we're going to come to in a second, but some people are attending First Holy Communion just for the day, just for the party, taking no heed to the religious aspect of what the day is about. Is that not really what the priest is getting at here?
Oh, like he can, he's entitled to get at it. And 100% I would agree. If he knew every single family that were attending that communion that day and we were part of his parish. I am not part of his parish, and I live with my grandson. We are Mount Argus and we attend Mass.
But even
and
if you want to be an a lot of people there, Catholic, as it's called, who is he to pull you up on that?
Well, you see,
well, he doesn't.
You see, I would
argue. You know, he shouldn't.
Yeah,
he shouldn't.
But I would argue. I would argue that he surely has a right to say, and in fact, the next clip I'm going to play, he accuses some parents of making the communion day a sham.
I find
an absolute sham.
Disgraceful.
Yeah, well, that, oh, they were looking that forward to it was a party. You will hear him say that, but for the first time he said it either.
If we're going to talk about hypocrisy here, you go into the history of the church, and to be lectured to by a priest that you're not religious or holy or devout enough.
But you're in the church.
Sorry, but let's not call hypocrisy here when the person who's calling it or the organisation in itself is hypocritical.
Well, let me just have a listen to this final clip. And this is where the priest himself, and by the way, just for the record, we have reached out to this priest on several occasions. We've left several voice messages for him on his phone, and we haven't been able to contact him. But anyway, I want to just play this final clip where he asks parents to make sure Communion Day isn't a sham.
Remember your child's first communion and make there be a follow-up. Otherwise, what you do today is a sham. It's a sham. You're doing it for show. If your child never doesn't come back in the weeks ahead to receive communion. Okay? So, just please remember that.
Does he not have a point?
Yeah, I suppose in a way, like, I mean, you know, you're making your communion, you expect to bring your children up in the Catholic faith and that. But this was already mentioned. As I said, there was numerous sessions with this priest running up to this communion. And the likes of, like, you know, only people, like, looking forward to the party, like, he wouldn't give a date. We were one of the last schools to get a date for the communion. So because people would be just running out, booking a venue for the party, and that's not what it's about. That's fine. So he already said it, Adrian, or like that. Send an email to the parents, like asking them to bring their children to Mass. Do not turn around in front
even
of 7, 8, 9 year olds.
Even if it is hypocritical, it is the kids' day.
Exactly.
It's not
it
about
was the kids'
yeah,
day.
He shouldn't
exactly.
have
but what he said,
exactly. and
I know, I agree with you that it's
the
kids' day.
Be in that job either.
Maybe he shouldn't have, you know, been lecturing on the actual communion day in the middle of the ceremony.
No, that's but, what I mean.
Yes,
yes.
No.
Yes,
I get all of that, but I also completely understand the point he's making about it being a sham.
How does he know that the people who weren't in there aren't religious and don't communicate with God in their own way?
He didn't say everybody in this church.
That was my point.
But he didn't address
it. But the
point is, some of you are here.
Some of you, but he doesn't know the who. He doesn't know that. For all he knows, they could all be religious. Who's he to stand there and condemn people because they're not there? People have their lives as well. You can be religious, you can believe, without being in church every week. And I'm sorry, but this day was about the kids. It wasn't the time or the place. And even if people are
what he said was, please don't make it a sham and make sure you bring your kids back to church, knowing full well in his heart and soul that the majority of them won't.
But then why say anything? Why say anything? Do you think standing there lecturing? But here's the thing. Did he
say it in a nicer way?
Standing there lecturing people and speaking down to people was the way to encourage them back to the church.
He was condescending, Katie.
Condescending and cruel in front of kids.
Yeah,
absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah.
I would have gotten up and walked out. I'm not an overly religious person. I'm more spiritual than religious. But my kids are baptised. I don't bring them. I am a hypocrite by his standards. But you know what? I don't care. You can sit and give out to me about it. You can sit and moan at me about it. Don't do it in front of my kids.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be a priest.
Yeah.
But if you are you saying that your kids will make their communion and it'll be a sham because you won't follow up on it?
Yes.
But that's not something to be proud of.
But my kids are christened. I don't bring them to church.
But that's
but they're in a Catholic school, the they do their prayers. No, you don't have to bring... Listen, it doesn't matter. Regardless of why people are there, it is not up for him to play judge and jury, especially considering the history of the Catholic Church. I mean, the hypocrisy of them throwing out the word hypocrisy. Like, seriously. The church is dying. He should be glad.
Okay, so Linda, having listened to all of those clips, your main issue is the tone and the manner in which this priest addressed the congregation at the communion ceremony at the weekend. He had some points that were valid, but they could have been made in a better way or the more appropriate time. Is that basically it?
Well, yeah, and as well as that, the people there weren't stupid. These points were already made. As I said, they were already spoken about during the run-up to this communion. So he got to say his piece, but then decided to repeat some of it on the day of the children's communion. And it wasn't fair on them. And I personally think the Catholic Church owed the children an apology. I personally sent a letter to the Vatican. And I know numerous parents, instead of sending one joint letter, have all sent individual letters to the Archdiocese. So let's hope, you know, this problem isn't swept under the carpet. And I really hope that they have a different priest to do the confirmation next week for the kids in sixth class.
I'm in total disbelief by the whole thing. I mean, they're struggling. They're begging people to come. I know in my own parish where I got married, they used to do three masses on a Sunday, I think. Now it's down to one because people aren't coming. There's no need for three. And they...
Yeah. Katie, isn't this exactly the point that the priest is trying to make? Why use the church for a lovely day like a communion day and then not bother your arse ever coming back
tradition.
Again?
Okay, you might not be religious, but it's tradition. And it's hypocritical, but it's not his business.
Of course it is.
It doesn't... Okay, hypocritical or not... Doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant. The point is that it is not up to him to judge people for being... Let people be the judges of their own moral compasses. Let them decide if they want to be hypocritical or not. He's not... What right does he have to stand there and judge people considering the history of his organisation? Never heard such bullshit in my life.
Who's to say that every single person in that church doesn't practice their faith?
I understand that, and I accept that point, but you know, and I know, that he's fairly right.
Yeah, of course I know. But the thing is, as we're saying, and as Katie is turning around and saying, you're trying to get the people back to the Catholic Church because it's falling apart, and that sure is not the way to go about it.
Linda, we really appreciate highlighting this today. I know you've to rush off, but thanks very much indeed. And we'll send you the full link for the podcast a little bit later on. All right. Thanks very much.
All right.
Indeed.
Thanks a million. Bye.
There you go. That's Linda, who's the lady who brought this to our attention.
If I were a parent with a child making my confirmation there, I would be absolutely 100% contacting the parish office, and I would be saying, "Listen, I've seen the footage of what happened. This is my kid's day, and there better not be any bullshit on it." Because if people were being disrespectful in the church, fair enough. But the fact was is that they weren't. As far as Linda's saying that they weren't. He had absolutely no reason at all to lecture and speak down to people like that.
Let's bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Claire.
Oh my God, listening to those clips of that priest, I have to say I am absolutely horrified. The poor children. I wouldn't be overly religious myself, but my daughter goes to Mass the majority of the Sundays. Her grandparents would be, and she likes Mass. And like that now, she's in fourth class. She made her communion a couple of years ago. But I'm telling you now, if I was there at that Mass, I'd have taken my child straight out. Who in God's name does he think he is?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, John, what do you make of what we heard from that priest at that communion ceremony of the weekend?
Adrian, I'm on. And hello, podcast land.
Hello, John.
I have to say I agree with the man wholeheartedly. And your last two messages that were left there, full of shit. The man has just basically said that the people are just using the church when they feel like it. And they want the sacraments of the church and they want the services of the church. And then when it suits them, then they will come along with their woke ideas and say the church should be burnt to the ground. I actually agree with the man. He told them the truth and he couldn't take it. Absolutely 100% behind him. He's a legend. Absolute legend.
He's a legend?
Absolute legend. Religious legend. There you go.
And okay, the argument here is that a lot of people are really upset that he decided to do that on the Children's Communion Day.
Yeah. There's no problem with that, because at the end of the day, I'll give you another way, Adrian. I went to Mass on Sunday. And you know the way the prayers of the faithful, you know, the prayers of the faithful prayed. Mm-hmm. We all pray for this, that, and the other. They come up with this idea that they were praying for people on the internet not to be bad to the wokes. Now, I wanted to get up at that stage and walk out with my two fingers up to them. But I can't do that because, with God, I can't do that. That would have been sacrilege to me to do that. But, I mean, that's the carry-on that some priests are going on with. So he's absolutely right. I mean, at the end of the day, there's people out there that are just using the church when they feel like it. And, you know, your weddings, your funerals, your baptisms and all that. And then when it suits them, they couldn't give two shits about it. And then they're whinging because the priest told them the whole truths. Yeah, he's absolutely right. And,
was it the time or the place, John?
Yeah, it was the time or the place.
No, it
because
wasn't.
The Catholic Church, I have to say, the Catholic Church needs to grow up. And I mean, it needs to give out the true word of God, not the woke word of God, because that's what they're doing. And he was absolutely right. And I mean, that's the thing now they've done that, wasn't it? The last fella said that he didn't want to hear about the minorities and gay this and all that kind of stuff. And he got absolutely bamboozled for it. But at the end of the day, you know, there's two priests now that stood up and actually said to the people, grow up and get the hell out of the church if you still want to use a public.
Yeah, John, whether he was right or not, he should not have...
He was right, period.
Yep, okay. He definitely had a point. We've all agreed that. There is definitely hypocrisy. I'm saying it's nobody's business, really. But the point is that was it the right time to do it at a kid's,
yeah,
on a kid's special day? To ruin the kids' day like that, to piss all over the day they've been waiting for probably so long.
No, it was the right time to do it. Because the man obviously has seen the carry-on going on before. He's seen the church being just used and abused, and then the wokes coming along and then shutting it down and saying the Catholic Church is this, that, and the other. Your news there is saying the Catholic Church is this, that, and the other. And he's probably pissed off for it. And he probably said, you know what? I'm just going to say what I feel today, and if it doesn't suit the people, fuck them. End of. There's no wrong word, he said. Absolutely nothing. I fully agree with the man.
Okay, so when he said in one of the clips that we played that don't make the communion day a sham. Make sure you bring your kids back to church again. You agree with him on that as well?
Absolutely. Look, Adrian, at the end of the day, as a Christian, I know Jeremy thinks I'm an a la carte Christian, but I'm not. I'm a fully fledged Christian, believe you and me. The fact of the matter is, when you bring your kids to the church to be baptized and to be christened and communion and all the rest of it, yes, at the end of the day, there's no point then, you know, saying that there's no point you bringing them to the church to say, you know what, don't bother your ass going back. We'll just get the day over. It's not. It's an insult to the church, to the real church. Not that the shit that's going on today now with the Catholic Church. But the fact of the matter is, you know, he was right to say that when you bring your people, your children for baptism or for communion today, yes, they do need to come back and practice, you know, their religious faith. And if it's not the religious faith, don't be in the Catholic Church. And if you don't want to take it seriously, don't be in the church either. Because it's just hypocrisy and it's just not acceptable.
Okay, what about the argument that...
offer the priest going forward.
Okay, what about the argument that the church is struggling... The church is struggling, you know, to get people to come to church, and this is the wrong way to go about it.
There isn't any... The end of the day here, the church, the Catholic Church, like any other faith, if the people want to go to church, they'll go. If the people don't want to go to church, they won't go. You know, the Catholic faith is not... It's not. It's
okay,
not,
but this priest was right to call out the hypocrisy of people who treat the day as a sham, who make a sham of the day.
But Adrian, the Catholic Church is not a military operation, you know, an operation there. You have to turn up.
Okay, but stay there for a second, John. You described this priest as a religious legend for...
Religious legend, absolutely. Fully behind him, 100%.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. Let me go to Christine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Christine?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Christine. Now, you were there at that communion service.
I was there. My godson was making his communion on Saturday.
Okay. And what was your reaction to the couple of outbursts from this particular priest?
It was an absolute disgrace. I get where John is coming from with the message that the priest was relaying or whatever, but you don't say it in front of children. Like, to say in front of children that if you don't come back to church tomorrow, your communion's a sham. Talk about putting the fear of God through children.
But isn't he right? Isn't he right? Has he not got a point?
He's not right. Just because there's nothing to say that because they didn't go to Mass the next day, that their communion's a sham. How did he know that they're not going to Mass next week or they were at Mass the week before?
All he said was make sure you bring the kids back to church again, otherwise the whole thing is a sham.
Children go to Mass if their parents want them to go. 7 and 8 year olds don't have a decision over whether they go to Mass.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. But that's in that particular clip, he's basically telling parents you have to bring them here for their first Holy Communion. Now make sure you follow
Nobody
up on it.
Nobody is disagreeing that what he said isn't true, that there are hypocrites there that use the day for Bertie. Absolutely. Yeah. Nobody's disagreeing that, but it was the way he delivered it. He spoke down to people, and people are leaving the church in their droves at the moment. They're trying to get people back to the church. That's not the way to do it. And also, to do it in front of the kids, that's not right. That is just not right. I don't care what anyone says. It was the kids' day. He could have swallowed it up. Say it the next Sunday at Mass, if that's what you want to do. Or, I don't know, put up a video on Facebook and get the parish to share it. I don't know. But he was not right to do it on the kids. And like, people are sending messages saying, oh, adults weren't being respectful in the church and they were misbehaving. Like, one message there you're going to play from a guy named Mark. Mark, nobody was being disrespectful or misbehaving in the church.
Well, this we don't know that. We weren't there.
I've asked Linda who was. Oh, sorry, Christine, you were there. Were people misbehaving in the church?
No, and like, nothing funny. There in the voice, in the videos that you are saying, you can hear the church is silent. Surely if people were acting, hear them in the background. You don't. All you hear is the cheering people when they went to leave the church. The church was like there was, I think there was 41 children there. There wasn't huge numbers of children. The church was by no means full.
His fundamental point might have been true, but the delivery and the execution was just wrong. He shouldn't have done it there and then, and he shouldn't have done it in front of that number of kids who are there celebrating. Kids don't understand at that age. All they're thinking of is a party. They're bloody kids. Let them have their day. Piss off. Yeah. Like, pissing on their day.
Let me read a message that's just come in this very second, and I want to see if you can relate to this at all. It says, I'm sorry, I'm in work. I can't come on to the show. I walked out of the church. It was that bad. Kids playing on phones, adults of these kids laughing and chatting, other people watching videos on phones. It was unacceptable. I feel sorry for all the decent families there that had their children's day ruined, but these horrible people from the South Circular Road and around were very upset with these families who seemed drunk. Maybe people sitting further back didn't see the carry-on. The priest should have nipped it in the early on, but is that his job? In other words, there were people, according to that message, carrying on in the church.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't think anybody...
But he says he walked out because of it.
The same person won't talk to us. I don't know if I believe that. We've heard from two people who were there that... I personally couldn't imagine anybody taking their phone out and having music on their phone in church. I couldn't.
No, but you couldn't because you wouldn't do it, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't people doing it.
But we're getting...
Brian is saying he walked out of the bloody church because of the carry-on
of
some people.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to the people who have actually had the backbone to come on the show and talk to us. I'm going to believe the people who aren't behind a screen refusing to talk to us. I'm going to believe the people who have come on the show.
Stay there for a second, Christine, and let me just have a listen to this message from Mark.
The priest is 100% correct. Katie is wrong. He didn't piss on the kids' day. The adults did. They'd have conducted themselves properly and respectfully from the start. None of this conversation would have happened, and the day would have went ahead perfectly. It's time for parents to show a bit of respect.
Now, Christine...
A message just come in there. I was there and there was absolutely... Now, I'm trying to get this person on. I was there and absolutely nobody was on the phones or drunk or misbehaving. And this isn't... So what? Do you automatically believe that then?
No, I want to hear both sides of the story. I can't understand why Brian would say he walked out of the church. It was that bad. But Christine, you didn't witness any bad behaviour in the church.
No, nothing at all. Like, and I know the message you said there, they said that maybe people closer towards the front didn't see it. I was sitting maybe 6 rows from the altar. and there was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm going to believe the people who've come on.
There was a little bit of chit-chat between the kids when they came back down from getting their communion. Which you'd expect. They're trying communion, which is rotten for the first time. But, like, to put it into context, this priest gave all the parents, like, especially the moms, a list of what they could and couldn't wear to communion beforehand.
Wow.
So, like, what the adults could and couldn't wear?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The moms weren't allowed to have their shoulders on show. They weren't allowed to have any low-cut top. They need their knees covered. No, the little girls weren't allowed to have handbags, gloves, or umbrellas. Like they weren't allowed to have.
Seriously?
No, again, again, I'm going to argue with you that there is, and there should be, and it's expected that there is a certain dress code in a church.
Oh, listen, don't go in with your baps out and your skirt around your arse, but your shoulders on show on a nice day, a nice dress. Are you serious? Yeah. This isn't the 1950s anymore.
Katie, you are still in a church. You try walk into a mosque as a woman without your head covered, you'll be chucked out straight away.
I wouldn't.
But Muslim men and women, you don't go in with shoes on. You take your shoes off. It's just what you do in a church. So, again, I find it bizarre.
The church saying you can't come in with your shoulders on show, but hang on and let us molest your children.
Stop, no, Katie. That's nothing to do with this priest.
It's history.
That's nothing to do with this priest.
It's a hypocrisy.
That's nothing to do with this priest.
But it's nothing to do with this particular priest. Fair enough. But the organisation.
Okay, Christine, can I ask you, did the priest have any valid point in what he said in that church?
No. Like, as Linda said, the priest, when we first came into the church, was walking around looking at what everyone was wearing before he went to get into his garments or his vestment. So he was checking that everyone was dressed appropriately, I presume. And then he got
John, let me just bring John back in. John, what about that?
Yeah.
A dress code in a church.
Well, I have to say now, first thing, whoever that lady was who said about, the priests are raping and all the rest of it, you know, put a stock in it. I've heard enough of that shit. I don't want to hear any more about that.
So the religious guy defending the church doesn't want to hear about the facts that happened in the past with the church.
That's your woke attitude again. You know,
let me pull you up on something.
But now, when I finish, I'll criticise the church. Okay. I'll do my woke criticism again. Grow up.
No,
now,
the truth is that they did do what they did, John.
Casey, I would argue with you.
Just going to tell you what you can and can't wear in a church. That's a load of crap.
Okay, whatever about shoulders on show. Obviously, dress respectfully, but gloves. What's the issue with gloves?
I don't know.
I had a pair of gloves on.
The fact of the matter is, as Adrian said there, if you were in a mosque, you would respect it. Now, the Catholic Church is no less. You would respect the Catholic Church.
John,
if the priest said to you, you don't walk in like a whore.
Yeah.
You know, you respect it.
Yeah.
But
this is from an organisation who couldn't even respect children enough not to molest them.
I have to say to you, and I have to pull you up.
To tell me not to talk about the church's history when we're talking about the church lecturing people on how they should behave. Am I going insane here?
No, but you keep going on about that.
And yet
you brought your children into that bloody church.
And I said myself, it was probably hypocritical
probably.
Of me. Yes. I'm the first to say I was a hypocrite to baptise my children 100%, and I'll stand here and I'll say that. But what really gets me is the fact that the priest or the church think they can tell people not to come into their church with their arms on show. But hell yeah, let's cover up all the tune babies. Let's talk about that. But no, but we don't want to talk about that, John, because that
there
doesn't
go
with your narrative, because that is fact. That is the history, John. That happened.
Why, Katie, would you want to have anything?
I'm spitting facts. How dare you say that we shouldn't talk about that? That's what we should be talking about. Not some little weirdo at the top of a church who can't behave himself when there's kids there.
I'll tell you one thing, a church never raped anybody. The building never raped anybody.
The church covered
people
it up, John.
So
the church covered it up.
For once in your lives, put a fucking sock in it.
John, the church covered it up, and how dare you sit there and say, no, we shouldn't talk about
the
that. I don't want to hear about that.
We're going around in circles here. John, again, you believe that this priest at this particular ceremony, with what he said about hypocrisy and behaviour and all of that, he was dead right, yes?
Yeah, I mean, it is hypocrisy. I mean, you two women there talking about, oh, he said this and he said that and he said, you know, he'd every right to say it. The church belongs to the priest. It doesn't belong to somebody walking in and go, you know what, I'm just here for the day. I couldn't give a shit afterwards. The fact of the matter is, he was merely just pointing out that people were just using and abusing the church and he was sick of it. And the man was damn good.
Thanks, John. Christine, just to go back on that point, that this man was right to call out the hypocrisy of some parents just there for the party day.
Well, how does the priest know that, say, I had gone through struggles and I went to the communion and I said, you know what, that was a lovely experience, a lovely priest, maybe I'll start going to Mass. Instead, I'm like, under no circumstances will I go to Mass again if that's what we have to put up with.
Okay, so that completely turns you off ever going again.
Oh yeah, I'm questioning putting my own child into a Catholic school, to be honest, because I don't want, like, why? In this day and age, when they're crying out for people to go into Mass, and then somebody is turning around and berating everyone in front of their children. No, it's like, who? Like, the whole thing about religion and God is he welcomes everybody. Everyone is welcome back to the church whenever they want God. Who's to say that there wasn't people there that wanted, it was their first time back in the church in years, and like that they were thinking, oh, maybe I'll go back now that I've seen a lovely priest. No.
I know, but you know, and I said this to Linda earlier on, you know and I know that an awful lot, a huge percentage of people are there for the day.
Oh, God, yeah, including myself. I was just there for the day for my godson.
Adrian, sorry, I have to say to Adrian, you're saying what does the past have to do with it, right? And this is where I need to pull you up.
No, I didn't quite say that.
You insinuated it.
What I said was, as regards this conversation, it's irrelevant.
It has never been more relevant.
No, but if you choose to actually walk in the door of a Catholic church, you have to respect the fact that you're in a bloody Catholic church.
And who wasn't?
If you're so opinionated about the past, then don't go in the door.
No, okay. But who wasn't? Nobody went in the door screaming and shouting. As far as we are led to believe by the two people who were on earlier, who I choose to believe because they had the balls to come on, and we're getting messages from other people who are there saying that there was no misbehaviour. I believe those people. They came on. They stated their case. I believe them.
Let me ask you, Christine.
This guy is bitter, so I don't think it's fair to say. I don't want to hear about the past. The past is very relevant, and this is exactly the problem that we sweep over it.
Christine, what was the reaction from people outside the church after the ceremony? What were people saying?
Absolutely furious. Like, it took away from the children that had gone up to do their readings or their prayers. No one was talking about it. They were all talking about priests. So it's totally, like, he totally...
overshadowed the whole day.
Oh, 100%.
All right, good 100%.
To know. I left the church and I was so flabbergasted. I think I've told everyone I know how disgraceful it was.
Good to talk to you, Christine. Thanks very much indeed for sharing your thoughts. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Jack.
Maybe he had a point. Maybe he didn't. It was more so the tone of his voice and the timing, whether it was right to do it there and then. I don't think so, but... also back to the last caller, in terms of woke, anyone that doesn't agree with the church's label as woke, that means your argument is diluted. When you have to start labelling people woke for not following the church's beliefs, or not fully invested, it's also wrong, in my opinion. The church can't fully lecture on anyone on anything, considering their past, or is it woke to call them out on that as well?
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, here's a WhatsApp voice note from Liz.
That priest has a neck like a jockey's bollocks to say that in front of them kids, and I 100% agree totally with Katie on the fact that we need to talk about the history of the church, because the history of the church is the reason why people don't go to Mass, people don't want it, people don't respect the church, and that is exactly why.
All right, Liz. Have we a different Liz, or is it the same Liz on line two? We'll find out now in a second. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Was that you, or is that a different lady?
No, that was a different lady.
Okay, crap. Just didn't want to be too confused. What's your view on this?
Well, Adrian, I've been listening to everybody there, and to be quite honest with you, I do agree with that woman, Linda, earlier on. I'm a grandmother myself. 5 years ago, one of my granddaughters made her communion, and she made it in Clonay. And to be quite honest with you, it was a beautiful ceremony, right? We didn't have all that shit, to be quite honest. Now, when I say shit, I'm religious, right? My daughter isn't, but I brought her up that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were christened, communion, confirmation, the lot, but I've never, ever experienced that like that. And I'd like to know, was he an elderly priest? Because there is a bit of a difference these days. Because going back in my day, that's the way you were treated.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't have to be treated like that now, to be honest.
And when you say treated like that, what do you mean?
Well, the way that lady just there a while ago was saying you had to go back, you have to go back the following day for your communion, after you made your communion on a Saturday. You actually went back on the Sunday and got another Mass, right? And you were dressed up and you were brought by your parents, you know, or maybe your grandparents at the time went as well. But that's going back to my day, right? You're talking about the 70s, all right? But like we are in, you know, the 2000s now. But at the end of the day, I do also agree with the priest to an extent, but not on the day the children were making their communion. They're 8 years old. They're, to me, they're still babies. They're sitting there all excited for their day. And I also know there is parents out there, and in fairness, they can criticize me if they want, but there is parents that do talk in the church. Now, I'm not saying they were, but I have heard it myself. And where are you going tonight? What are you doing? Where are you going after this? What are you not going? And I've actually turned my head twice or three times myself and looked at the person to ask him to be quiet while the priest was saying the Mass.
Hmm. Okay, so right? So like I said, something has to have happened for the priest to say the things that
that's,
he said.
That's what I'm trying to, you know, gasp here. Like listening to them, you know, talk, like, and the priest saying that. Was it some, or was he trying to say when he said that the children come back just with the parents, right? Was there people carrying on, or was he annoyed because obviously if children, people don't have, you know, people to mind their babies for them, they had to bring them and they were crying maybe. And so like you have to allow for these things because people don't have babysitters either. Well, some people don't, you know. But the thing is, like, what I don't understand was he should have left it on the day. Like, it is, I'm being honest with you, like, it is their little day, you know. And I also know people, some people only do it because they think they have to do it.
And that's what I was about to say, you know, a lot of people arguing that it wasn't the time and it wasn't the place. Others believe that it was the time and it was the place because kids need to hear that your first Holy Communion isn't just about getting money and going to a party. There's actually something more significant going on here.
Yeah, well, he should have done that, really, Adrian, because when my grandchild made hers, now I have another one making it on Saturday week, right? Another granddaughter. But she's been going to certain Masses each time. They get emails. Her mother gets emails. My daughter gets emails when the you know, the Masses are coming up. And she brings her. Now, what I'm trying to say is that priest, if they were doing Masses beforehand, you know, rehearsals and stuff, that's when it should have been said, not on the day of their communion. Now, I know the like parents still have to go with them, you know, beforehand for their Sunday morning Mass before they make their communion.
And Adrian, you said there, maybe it is the time, right? Maybe it is the time to tell kids that. But there are ways of doing it. And the way he spoke, he spoke down to people. He was patronizing. He was rude. He was arrogant. He was obnoxious. There is no need for that. You want to say something, make a case. Do you know what I mean? You have the whole congregation there listening to you.
Like
you
need
to berate them.
Like I've never heard of a priest telling parents, now, unless something really drastic went on there, but they've never told, I've never heard my daughter being told what to wear and what not to wear.
No,
she wouldn't walk in.
Okay,
she wouldn't walk in a mini skirt and a top, don't get me wrong.
I know, but there are those that would.
Maybe because the way the way some people are dressing now, I don't know, because we all know the way some people dress nowadays
is
crazy.
Let me read this message that's just come in from somebody who was there in the day, and I'm trying to get this person on, so I've just messaged him back. My son made his communion on the day, and as somebody who worked with kids in the past, I couldn't believe how the priest went about the day. From the get-go, he shushed the church, which was kids being kids, excited, not even crazy noise levels, in my opinion. In my opinion, the priest dictated how he felt people should act and apply themselves. It wasn't how the church in general, what the church in general would say. I'm not going to get into it much, but the general feeling of people I spoke to after the church was the same. The priest had nearly ruined the whole day for the kids. Some kids were very upset about the whole scenario. I was genuinely shocked by the whole thing, and I still am. He went as far as threatening to cut numbers or events going forward. In my opinion, the priest is either power crazy or gone a bit delusional.
Now, he did say that going forward, they should learn from their mistakes and that only parents and children will be allowed to first Holy Communion.
You know what line I take from that? I take that the kids were upset because their day was ruined, and that's not
ruined. Okay. Yeah, I do agree, Katie.
That's not okay.
I agree with you, Katie, on that. And, yeah. to be honest with you, if he really wants people going back to the church, he's going the wrong way about it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you get more beef with honey than with vinegar, I was always
he's
told.
He's going the wrong way about it, because personally speaking, if he wants the way other churches do,
look at this.
He has to be
Facebook,
a bit more.
Adrian.
Yeah. He needs to be nicer about and go around things the proper way.
Okay,
the way he went around that will turn people against.
I asked my granddaughter what she remembers about her communion last Saturday, and she said the cranky priest. Like, that's somebody who's... I asked my granddaughter, and she remember her memory of her day is the cranky priest. That's awful.
No,
I remember
that's
my
dreadful.
Confirmation day. I remember I had a ball.
Yeah.
That's
dreadful.
Adrian, don't tell me that's okay.
Okay, stay there for a second. Jimmy, is First Holy Communion Day the time or the place to be lecturing parents and kids about their behaviour and about their hypocrisy?
It's been some time now since I've heard this old nonsense on radio. That's what undiluted Catholic faith is, what you're listening to here. What's Holy Communion mean to that woman there? What is it? What's it about?
Well,
what is First Holy Communion?
Well, Liz, what is First Holy Communion?
It's a sacrament. Yeah, it is a sacrament.
What kind of a sacrament?
It's
the Eucharist. The last Supper was the first Eucharist. Christ left us, the same as we need food for our daily lives, we need the Eucharist as spiritual food. That's the number one thing about the Eucharist.
Jimmy, I'm probably older than you.
I don't
know.
I think everybody's been listening to you now for a while. You just like listening to yourself talk.
I'm a Catholic and I'm proud of it. Right? Yeah. I was brought up a Catholic. I'm still a Catholic. I'm just talking about the day that he ruined for the children in the church. That's what I'm saying.
Your
I'm not
opinion.
Talking about anything else. Yeah, it's what
that's
I'm entitled
your
to
opinion.
It.
Now, you like
and
to talk anyway. One thing is you like to go on and you like to get your way. And if you don't get your way, I can understand where you'd go.
Excuse me, I'm talking about other people here as well, and I have got my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And how dare you tell me about my religion? How dare you tell me about my religion? You probably don't go to church or bloody self. So
Jimmy, again, the question is the day of Children's Holy Communion the time and the place for a priest to be lecturing the congregation on their behaviour, on who can and can't receive communion, and making sure that Communion Day isn't a sham? Is that the time and the place to be doing that?
Well, first of all, the children need to know, and the parents need to know, how important the Eucharist is for spiritual life. For us Catholic people, our spiritual life is so important, the Eucharist. It's the first gift that Christ gave us. The Last Supper was the first Eucharist. And it is so important. We can't spiritually be alive without the Eucharist. That's how they're on here giving out about priests. What about the Eucharist? What is it you're receiving? It's a great celebration. It's a great day in a child's life. Even that woman remembers her Holy Communion probably 60 years ago. She can remember it vividly. How can you go on and give out about the priest and come on rave?
I just read a message a moment ago from somebody who was there on Saturday, and the one thing that person remembers, that child remembers, is the cranky priest.
I can tell you now, it's not the priest. You know what they say? You know, when you're giving out about somebody, you're really giving out about yourself. You're not a happy woman. The way you're attacking the priest, it's not in reality. You're using him as a vehicle or something to focus on. But the hatred that you have is in your own life. Maybe your marriage is broke up, I don't know. Maybe your children are not married. But there's something there biting you, and you need to address that. And stop taking it out on an innocent old priest who's trying to tell people how to live their faith.
Jim, come on.
You know, these things can happen.
No.
The symptom that you have is you're a bitter old woman.
You're
coming across bitter. I'm only just
trying to tell
you. I can't talk to you.
Yes, no, I am bitter.
I know you're
bitter
about
what the church did.
I'm very bitter.
And I'm bitter about the fact that a woman can't go in with her shoulders out for fear of it being disrespectful.
No, that's not what's making me bitter.
That makes me bitter, the pastor of the church makes me bitter. Babies being buried in unmarked graves makes me bitter. But you don't want to hear that, Jimmy.
Okay, but Jimmy, what about the argument that by giving these lectures at this church at the weekend, the priest ruined the kids' communion day?
No, he didn't. That's just these unhappy parents. You're a long time and a very professional interviewer or journalist or whatever you are, radio presenter. You should be able to distinguish and bring on proper people here to talk about, not these old cranks that you did with the pull out from behind ditches. And where you pick these people up? People who are angry. They're angry with politics. They're angry with the church. They're angry with their sexuality. They're angry with anybody who has an opinion other than themselves. What that priest said was
but
right.
But Jimmy, I could say the same thing to you. You're saying they're angry about anyone who has an opinion, but I could say the same thing to
I've
you.
I've heard you on the radio before. Oh. I've heard you before.
Thank you.
And I've heard you rabbiting on and rabbiting on. It's the first time I've listened to you. You have an attitude and you have a problem.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Well, thank you for psychoanalyzing me there. I really appreciate it. I'll give you your payment after the show.
Stay there for a second.
Adrian, the one thing I'm noticing here today is that these very religious people are very quick to gloss over the history of the church. I'm a bitter old woman, yet when I think about the history of the church, I am a little
bit. And you're a religious person. You said you were a religious person yourself.
I'm spiritual. There's a difference.
There's not a difference.
There's very much a difference, I'll tell you.
How often do you receive the Eucharist?
Every day.
Every day.
Twice a day. Yeah, twice a day. Sometimes
stop being so sarcastic, Katie. He's asking you a question. How often do you go to receive the Eucharist?
It's irrelevant. I said I don't go to Mass. I don't go to Mass, but it's irrelevant. I think
so you feel that you can come on. You don't go to church.
I'm entitled
to myself. So you can come on. You feel that you're like somebody who doesn't vote. The most critical people of politicians are the ones who don't vote.
Oh, I actually registered my new.
No, I'm saying, but you don't go to church. So what business have you got coming on talking about Holy Communion or the Mass?
Well, you don't even go to it. Well,
no, he's got a point.
But hang on.
He's got a point.
These are the same people who won't let you address the past because it doesn't go with their narrative. They want to gloss over the fact that the church was one of the most disgusting organisations back in the day who covered up the most disgusting atrocities. And we're going to gloss
that
all
you,
over
and, that you and other hypocrites that you and other hypocrites have enrolled your children into.
I'm a bitter old woman. I'm going to go and get the Eucharist after, Jim, okay?
I can tell, and I'm sure other people listening can tell, there's something agitating you and you need to go to confessions. You need to go and have a good long talk and go to the sacrament of penance and maybe do a bit of fasting and get into your faith and know the joy and the happiness that people like us receive from our faith.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jimmy.
Don't be nasty with anybody. Don't be anti-immigrant. Don't be anti-gay people. Don't be anti-Catholic. Be calm on your inside. Hating people. Some people shift their hatred from the church to gay people to migrants.
Okay.
That's no good. Get rid of the hatred.
You're the same
you
man
need
that
to
on
do
this
that.
Podcast a
That's
few months
my
ago.
Advice to you.
You're the same man that on this podcast a few months ago blamed the washing machine for women's sexual urges.
No, you've got the wrong person,
though. No, Jimmy.
I blame the washing machine for
women's sexual urges.
Can you recite any prayer at all? Will we say a prayer together here?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
And that's as far as I'm going to get.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And that's what the prayer. Listen, Adrian Kennedy, may Almighty God bless your show.
Thank you very much.
May Almighty God bless Ireland and may the Irish people learn to love those coming into the country, love our politicians, pray for them all. But Adrian, I ask you one question. Why are so many female candidates running in this election? Got bottled blonde hair. Why?
Jimmy, that's a conversation for another episode of Opinions
Matter.
Would you
take me up on that conversation? So many people are asking this. Okay. Not another bottled blonde.
Jimmy, if you're happy getting the Eucharist, why would you judge people for their bottled blonde hair? You should be happy with
yourself.
No, you're judging me. You're not judging these women.
It is a conversation for another day.
Are they getting the Eucharist?
Jimmy, thank you as always. It is a conversation for another day, though. Thank you.
That was a very interesting piece of podcast.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Let me just bring in one last call. And this is a man that we read a message out from a while ago. Paul, your son made his communion on Saturday. Your reaction to the outburst from this priest on Saturday?
Well, I think, firstly, I think from the start to get going, it just started on the wrong foot. You shush in the church from the off. And to be honest with you, in my experience being in church in the past, I didn't think it was overly loud. I thought it was just kids being kids. But I, I couldn't understand the start, and I actually thought he was shouting at the start of the discussion, and then kept going on, and I was a bit like took back, and I was like, all right, well, he's serious about it. But it went from that end to other things.
I find that so disrespectful to shush people like that.
I've had to do that doing live shows with 1,000 people in the place, and the bloody noise at the back, and you literally have to...
When there's excited kids there, you make a... you don't let the place descend into chaos. But Paul said from the get-go he was at it. So he obviously went into this church with whatever...
And he was probably noisy. It's a bloody church. It's not a party.
In the video that you saw that we listened to that audio from, I've watched the three videos and all I can see is adults and children sitting respectfully.
At the front of the church. Okay,
no,
you can't see what's happening at the back of the church. But sorry, Paul, was there anything in terms of the behaviour of people in the congregation that would lead that priest to have to shush people?
Genuinely no, though. He's saying, at one stage, I heard a phone going up at one stage, which I heard it before in churches, that was later on in
I'll be honest with you, if I was a priest and somebody's bloody phone rang in the middle of a ceremony, I'd lose the plot
as well. And what if somebody forgot to
turn
the phone
off? That was near the end, and to be honest, there was no noise. I couldn't understand why he was shushing so much. In my opinion, there wasn't much noise.
Did your child pick up on what happened? Like, was there a reaction from your child in relation to it?
I think majority of kids that were at it did. After the church, people were a bit disgusted.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, I just took the phone. Sorry, say that again. I apologise.
After the church, I think people were a bit disgusted with it. But, some of the kids definitely picked up on it. And so, you can see there some of them were kind of upset. And then some of them obviously not took back by it. But it did. It had an effect on the day, definitely, for adults and the kids. Look, personally, myself, I stand out on Catholic, but I wouldn't go to church all the time. I had my faith or whatever, but your partner and then the grandparents and that of the child, they'd have a lot of faith, and even they would have been took back by it. My own sister travelled from Spain and she'd been over for, she couldn't believe what was going on. There was, I know they mentioned the German family that were in the front row there, near the front row, that came over, and I'd say they were appalled by what was going on, but to be honest with you, I'm not sure, but I just think it was out of order.
Okay, did he not have any valid points to make? Maybe the time or place we can argue about, but for example, make sure Communion Day isn't a sham. And for an awful lot of people, and you know this and I know this, it is a bloody sham.
I agree with you around it. Some of it is a sham, but in my opinion, it should be up to the kids going forward, the child. They decide on the faith going forward. So, look, they make the communion and going forward. Now, I'd be promoting the faith in the kids, saying, look, go, it's up to you. But personally, I don't go to church all the time. Yes, I do my communion, confirmation, everything like that. But I just think that maybe the points that were valid is communion's about going forward and going to church again and stuff. But I felt it was a bit almost dictated to you in that, this is what you have.
But again, from what you saw, from what you witnessed, there wasn't behaviour that was bad enough to warrant a lecture like that. No. And the kids were genuinely upset and it overshadowed the day a bit.
Yeah, look, the kids done all the preparation for it. Like, they've been in, out of school hours on Saturdays, going on the weekends, going in and doing it. Like, so they done the work up to it and all. Like, I just think it was overshadowed by that. And to be honest with you, I was at the shores last night because I've a confirmation coming up and I'm a bit took back with the whole thing.
Is it with the same priest?
How
are you feeling about that?
I was actually there last night and I was like, he went off him again last night.
Ah, gee. Do you know what I'd be doing?
This priest isn't here to defend himself.
No,
I just want to put it on the record, by the way.
No,
I know that.
You did hear the audio, Adrian.
I did. We at the Opinions Matter podcast have attempted on several occasions to reach out to this priest. We've left several messages for him and he has not been back in contact with us. I just want to put that on the record.
If him and himself and other parents want to get together and send a letter to the parish, or write an email or go to the parish church and say, look, we're not having our kids being treated like that. It's their day. We're not having it. So it better not happen or we're all going to leave.
Well, I know.
I'd be addressing it before the day. I wouldn't be giving it a chance to happen again.
Speaking to some parents last night, they had tested the email.
Paul, thanks very much indeed for your call. Thanks for getting involved.
All right, thank you.
And that's almost it from today's Opinions Matter, except for this very short and very brief WhatsApp voice note from Liam.
Katie, would you shush there and let Adrian speak? Don't interrupt him, okay?
No.
No, I think he's playing on the fact that the priest said shush.
No, no, no.
And plus, I just like his accent.
No, no.
Katie, would you shush there and let shush. Adrian speak? Don't like interrupt them, okay?
The only reason I sent that on to you is because I wanted to listen to the accent, so.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast, this episode with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family and let them know that Adrian and Jeremy and Katie do this daily podcast called Opinions Matter. One of the most popular podcasts in the country, thank
the
God, and all that.
The only live interactive podcast.
The only live interactive podcast in the States. That's the truth of it. So thank you very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter. Bye-bye.